I just wanted to comment on Lynn's presentation on prayer this morning. My dad was my model of what it means to have a Heavenly Father. And I know that my relationship with my dad shaped my prayer life. I remember conversations that we had together and how easy it was to talk with him. And especially after I became a teenager and had become a Christian, the struggles that I was going through, I had someone I could go home to and sit down and talk with about anything. And I knew that my father was going to love me in spite of what it might be and was going to give me good, sound, biblical advice. And Lynn, I don't know whether you mentioned it in the points that you enumerated in your presentation this morning. You may have, and I missed it. But one of the things that my father kept impressing on me in prayer is that you be persistent. And he would always tell me the story in Acts 11 where the man who received company in the middle of the night and went over to his neighbors to borrow bread, but because they were in bed and the lights were out, they did not want to get up. But because of his persistence, Luke tells us, they might get up and give you bread. And I've always remembered that, and I think that that's been an important part of my prayer life. I feel like God wants some demonstration from me that I'm serious, and this is something really that I need. And also, it's sort of a buffer, because it may be that as I continue to persistently ask, I'll come to the realization it's really not good for me. It's something maybe that I don't really need. And maybe I need to be careful here because I might get what I asked for. But it was just something that has always stayed with me as a very important part of my prayer life, and especially in accomplishing the things that I feel the Lord has placed before me to accomplish. I appreciated very much your presentation on prayer.
I appreciate that, and I want you to know what I'm about to say is not a counterpoint, because I agree with what you said 100%. I do want to add this in. I always feel the need when I hear this kind of thing to add this in. Most of the generation we're reaching out to don't have that parental example. Matter of fact, I didn't. My father was a drunk that beat the family. And so I didn't have this father image that you had, and I would have loved to have the father image that you had. But I think it's important that we example it and we teach it, and we teach it from the ministry position and example it and teach it on down, as they've talked about in groups and mentoring, all of the different ways that you've talked about, because the generation we're reaching out to is coming from broken families, and they didn't get that. And I believe it sometimes hurts them when they hear me refer back to what my mother did for me. I know a young lady at our church that she said it's like glass cutting her when I refer back to what my mother did for me, because her mother didn't do that for her. And we need to be sensitive to that.
And if I could just add to that, I'm so touched by my brother's relationship, Brother Hen's relationship to his father, but that seems to be so rare in the people that we're dealing with. It would be interesting to have you raise your hands and say how many of you had a real good relationship with your father. And my guess is they're not many of you who did. And we need to go back and do some serious teaching on the Father heart of God. I grew up in the churches of Christ, and I had good preachers all of my life. But I came out of that believing more and inclined more toward God as judge than I did God as Father. And their scripture is full of teaching about the Father. You know, the story of the prodigal son is really the story of the prodigal's father. A wonderful scripture on the Father heart of God is that story in Luke. And there's some tremendous books that have been written. I don't know of any that have been written in the Brotherhood of Churches of Christ on the Father Heart of God. Maybe there are some. But get some information, because that need, there is a love deficit in the heart of your students who have not had that relationship with their father that you can't fill in any other way. And go back. And then the flip side of that is, if you had the greatest earthly father on earth, you would still need to be reparented by God and know God the Father. But let me just underline that.
I would say one of the most exciting things about campus ministry is that we have the opportunity to break that.
That's right.
And I think that, like, man, I've watched my college kids. I've watched them at my family devotionals, and they're like my kids sitting there. They look just like my kids. They're like, you know, and I think that as campus ministers, we have to provide that father. It's not going to replace that, but it teaches them how to be that for their family, and that's what's so important to them, is that they have somebody to teach them to be that. And so we have an incredible opportunity. I know TC is going to be an awesome dad no matter what his dad was like. And he's going to get that from being around godly men who are helping him break that cycle. So.